Its formal name is the Convention for the Protection and Assistance of Internally Displaced Persons in Africa, but it will be known simply as the Kampala Declaration. It sets out the rights of civilians in conflict zones and makes clear the legal obligations of governments and armed rebel groups to protect and assist non-combatants. After years of negotiations, its significance is being marked by a special African Union summit. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, is here for the signing ceremony. So are UN Emergency Relief Agency Chief John Holmes and International Red Cross, or ICRC, President Jacob Kellenberger. Kellenberger says many of Africa's top leaders are conspicuously absent.
The number of heads of states who have been here has been very limited indeed. Now, I leave the interpretation to others, but I think that's a fact.
Aside from the host, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni, only five leaders are at the summit. Zimbabwe's Robert Mugabe is here, as are Zambia's President Rupia Banda and Somalia's President Sheikh Sharif Ahmed. Ricardo Mange Obama Fubia, the Prime Minister of Equatorial Guinea, and Mohamed Abdelaziz, the President of the Territory of Western Sahara, round out the group. Western Sahara is not recognized as a state by the United Nations, but it is a member of the African Union. But Africa's Commissioner for Political Affairs, Julia Dalli Joyner, says representatives of almost all of the 53 AU member states will have representatives on hand for the signing ceremony.
They are represented. The prime ministers who are sitting here, the deputy prime ministers, the vice presidents, the ministers of foreign affairs who are representing their heads of states at this forum. There is a commitment on the part of 46 member states at least to take part in this process. And for us, that is significant enough.
Almost all of what is in the Kampala Declaration is already a part of international law in documents such as the Geneva Convention and the Declaration of Human Rights. But legal experts say its significance is that it is a concept developed by Africans to solve what is seen as a serious impediment to Africa's development. UN Humanitarian Affairs Chief John Holmes says the convention also recognizes the responsibilities of armed rebel groups who in many cases occupy territory.
That's a point we often make to the Taliban or to whoever it may be, Al-Shabaab, even in Somalia. They may not be accepted as legitimate interlocutors, politically. That doesn't stop them from having responsibilities, and we need to point those out to them and make clear that they are accountable as well before the world's courts at a certain point.
International observers say it is unlikely the Kampala Declaration will have any immediate practical effect in African countries riven by war. But the ICRC's Jacob Kellenberger says it sends an important message to governments and so-called non-state actors that they might one day face the consequences of their actions.
It is a very important political and moral signal because it does set responsibilities, and it does also say, among other things, that the states are also obliged to prosecute criminally individuals who commit serious breaches of the international humanitarian law.
To become law, the Kampala Declaration must be ratified by 15 African Union member states. That could take years. But on a continent that's home to 11 million internally displaced persons and several million refugees, AU political chief Joyner says she is confident the process will be complete by early next year. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Kampala, Uganda.